We are testing this to see how it is with a fan. It is too hot in here without the fan. I really don't want to record without the fan. I don't like being hot. That's why I need the fan. Hey everybody, it's Shelby. I'm alone in the bedroom while Luke plays Diablo with his dad. I'm gonna do my own mini so that Chrissy isn't the only one doing all the work over this quarantine. I miss you, Chrissy. I love you. We have seen each other very briefly for fleeting moments. It was so sad. But our hearts will go on. We are connected forever. Yeah. So this is no editing, me rambling, doing stupid stuff. I didn't tell Luke that I was going to record in here, so he's probably going to be barging in and be like, who are you talking to? And be like, no one. Because I'm weird. It's fine. So while Chrissy is reading shorter paranormal true crime stories, I thought I would do something a little different. I'm going to read and tell dumb patient stories. We have said this before. Chrissy and I both work in medical. A lot of our friends work in medical. My partner works in medical. Patients are dumb. And take this as a warning of what not to do when you see a doctor. Don't do these things. Don't say these things. I'm sure you all are lovely and smart, and you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing and what is stupid. So I got a bunch of these off Reddit. Some of them might be my own. Some of them might be Luke's. Some of them might be Chrissy's. I'm not going to say which. You'll probably figure it out. There will be no names due to HIPAA. We legal here at Pentacles and Tentacles. So let's get started. First one. I had a patient come in stating that he couldn't bend his knee. Asked him to remove his trousers so I could examine his leg. After he removed his trousers, the reason that he couldn't bend his knee was that he had a plaster cast on around his knee. Checking the notes, he had been sent numerous letters asking him to come in for removal of his plaster cast, and he hadn't attended any of the outpatient clinics. The hospital had assumed that he had removed the cast himself. Respond to the letters. Don't take a cast off yourself. And if you say you can't move your leg, tell us why. Patient thought taking vitamin B6, two of them, was the same as taking B12. I've heard that one before. Don't do that. It doesn't work the same. I had a mom and grandma bring their 12-year-old daughter/granddaughter to the emergency room because she was bleeding. Not from trauma or a wound. The poor girl had started her period, and the mom didn't want to explain to her what was happening or started to happen, nor that it would continue to happen, as mom and grandma knew well. Yeah, don't do that. On the same note of that, had a patient... where'd it go? Okay. Patient. This is from a paramedic story. Mom called. Girl had horrible abdominal pain. Bleeding profusely. She started her period. And she called 911 for that. Poor girl's traumatized. I don't know. Just listen. We here at Pentacles and Tentacles are very sex positive, body positive, and biologically whatever positive. If you have kids, make sure you talk to them about their bodies and what's going to happen so it isn't scared. It isn't scared. Your child isn't scared. They're not an it. They are a person. Make sure you talk to your child so that they're not scared. That is ridiculous. Had to explain to a 17-year-old girl and her mother that she was not, in fact, allergic to alcohol. She was just hungover. She complained that on nights when she drank too much vodka, usually on an empty stomach, she would feel nauseous, flushed, and sometimes vomit in the morning. But it didn't happen all the time. There were no other typical symptoms of an allergic reaction.
I once had a child who swallowed a sizable magnet that passed into the intestine, and we were just waiting for it to pass in stool. The next day when he came for a follow-up, we just found out that he swallowed another magnet, and it got stuck to the first magnet in his intestines through the stomach. Through the stomach wall? Oh, that's even worse. Resulting in intestinal obstruction, and he was transferred to OR immediately to have them surgically removed. Oh, so his intestine. The intestine and the stomach stuck together through the magnets. Don't let your kids have small things. Another pro tip here from me to you. I work at a pain management clinic, an attempt to combat opioid use, addiction abuse, blah, blah, blah. A lot of patients were prescribed a medicated cream. It looks a lot like sunscreen. You can just rub it onto the hurting areas. I watched a nurse carefully and slowly explain how to rub it into the skin, using small, uncomplicated words, and going through the motions of applying it several times. But every so often, patients would complain that their cream tastes bad. Another paramedic one. Love these. Got a call for a stroke. Patient had facial drooping and slurred speech. Says that it feels just like the last time she had a stroke, about 10 years ago. Says that the symptoms came on about 4 days ago, and she knew the moment it was happening that it was a stroke, but didn't go to the hospital because she thought she could make it go away on her own. Doctor. Any chance you're pregnant? Any chance you're patient? Let me start over. Doctor, any chance you're pregnant? Patient, no. Doctor, are you sexually active? Patient, yes. Doctor, why is there no chance you're pregnant? Patient, because I'm not married. Doctor, just pee in the cup. No. My dad is an orthopedic surgeon who does a lot of hip and knees and cries with laughter every time he tells a story of a woman who didn't understand how hip surgery works and thought they were going to take her leg off, fix the hip, and then reattach her leg. I like this one because the comment underneath says, I blame Barbie dolls. So do I. There's like a lot of people just like ingesting things that look like things that don't drink things out of random bottles. Don't drink things that just random people hand to you. Don't inject things that people hand to you. Other pro tip, do not put use Neosporin. Do not put Vaseline on an open wound. Okay. Patient fell off a tractor, opened his wound up, slapped Vaseline on it, and was wondering why it was very red and puffy and painful. Because you packed it with an infection, Billy Bob. Bruh. No. And sometimes I wonder, and please respond to these, if I'm being too critical, that, you know, maybe I'm in the wrong. Maybe, you know, a lot of people don't know that you're not supposed to pack an infection with Vaseline, especially an already open jar that's probably already a petri dish, but whatever. Maybe, you know, that's not common knowledge, and I'm just being overly critical. But for some reason, I doubt it. Yeah. Oh, a patient said that his kidneys had a cold because he sat on cold concrete, and now he's peeing a lot. Wow. I had a guy who went into the doctor in a panic thinking he had cancer when he tugged on his eyebrow hairs and some came loose. Oh, dear God. Why? Just why? Here's a good one. Patient calls in, says that he's having chest pain and rapid heart rate and pounding heart. Is asking what could cause this. He said he woke up from a nightmare. You called your doctor after waking up from a nightmare. Because your chest was pounding. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. No. 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 I say no a lot. Just no. This one's from a dentist. My favorite was a 30-something-year-old woman who came in for a checkup at the emergency low-cost clinic I worked at. Teeth were broken and almost black, and gums are angry and swollen, bright red and bleeding just by moving her tongue against them. Needed multiple scaling hygienist appointments in a debriderment? Don't know what that means. Honestly, YouTube has some amazing, disgusting videos of this treatment, but maybe keep the sound off if you don't like the scraping sound. Thank you for the pro tip. X-ray show that she had all but her wisdom teeth and 10 fillings, root canals, try and save some teeth and extractions, I think 3, but okay, this is not a sentence. X-ray showed she had all but her wisdom teeth and 10 fillings, root canals to try and save some teeth, and extractions for I think 3, but more if the RCT didn't work. Alright. Explained everything and did the usual explanation of proper oral hygiene. Asked her if she had any questions, to which she says, "It's okay if I lose this set of teeth. My others will come through." Me and the dentist just looked at each other, probably a lot longer than we should have. No words. I couldn't think of anything to reply to that. I had a lot of weird and disgusting things happen at that clinic. I actually worked missing there. That's sad. She thought she was getting more teeth. You don't. You get 2 sets, your baby teeth and adult teeth. This is Learning with Shelby. I was asked by a patient on the respiratory ward if I thought his lung cancer might have had anything to do with his 50-day smoking habit, because he smoked burlaps and he wasn't sure if they counted. I struggled to keep a straight face and said yes, and I busied myself in his chart. Da, da, da. Respiratory therapist here was working in ER and was told we were getting a patient in respiratory distress. When she gets in, she's having problems breathing and needs oxygen. I'm placing an oxygen mask on her and she yells, "I'm allergic to oxygen." I heard the doctor laugh behind the curtains. Ooh, that's good. That's real good. My mom works in a hospital, and the techs from radiology always have the best stories. Last week, they had a male patient with a huge carrot up his ass. He came from a conservative area by bus, standing because could not sit. It was 3-hour bus ride. If I could ever change my job, I want to be a radiology tech. If we ever get any nurses or any doctors who also listen to this, I want to know what is the strangest thing you found in a patient. Like, that is my peak message right there. What is the strangest thing you've seen on an x-ray, on an ultrasound, that you have found in a patient? I want to know. Can you show me? Please don't copyright this. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, I forgot to mention at the top of the episode that there is a fan going on. Sorry if you hear it. It is too hot. We tried to put an AC unit in our window. Can't get the screen out. Gonna suck for a while. I don't like summer. It is my least favorite time. What else? This is probably gonna be really rough, and no one's gonna listen to this. No one listens. It's fine. But yeah, I will leave you on one final story that is from personal experience. It's a paramedic story. So my partner had to respond to a call about a pregnant woman, and his partner, like travel partner, paramedic partner, like full hazmat suits up. It's real gross. And Luke is like, "Why you doing that?" And his partner goes, "I'm not going through this again." Turns out the first pregnant woman he ever had thought she was really constipated, took a whole bunch of laxatives. And in the process of getting her from her home to the hospital to give birth, she started actually giving birth in the back of the ambulance. She wasn't constipated. She was going into labor and proceeded to projectile diarrhea all throughout the ambulance. It was so bad that there is an outside wall and an inside wall, and it leaked between the two into the gaps between the walls, and that ambulance had to be sent to Canada and was out of commission for 6 months. So if I leave you on anything, dear wonderful listeners, whoever you may be, don't take a bunch of laxatives and don't shit in an ambulance. If you can help it. That's all for me. I'm gonna go to bed. Yeah. Be a good patient.